Welcome to this medical industry feature titled, How to Better Communicate with Patients with Dyslipidemia Experiencing Myalgia, provided in partnership with Koa Pharmaceuticals America, Incorporated. This program is intended for physicians. Here is your host, Dr. Jennifer Caudle.
Approximately 38.6 million Americans take a statin as part of a treatment regimen for high cholesterol, with over one-fourth of Americans over 40 years old currently on a statin, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. This is ReachMD, and I'm your host, Dr. Jennifer Caudle. And joining me to talk about the management of high cholesterol, the challenges to statin adherence for patients experiencing myalgia, and a treatment option that may help address this issue are Dr. Sean Dillon and patient Debbie. Dr. Dillon is the medical director at Calvert Medical Group in Baltimore, where he's been treating patients with dyslipidemia for over 15 years. Debbie is a patient with high cholesterol who experienced statin side effects and is sharing her story. So Dr. Dillon and Debbie, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I'm really happy that you're here today. So we're going to start with you, Debbie. You were diagnosed with high cholesterol nearly two decades ago. And I understand that you tried quite a few statin medications to manage your cholesterol, most of which came with debilitating side effects. So can you tell us a little bit about your statin journey?
Well, I was at my doctor's office having an annual evaluation, and at that time they drew my labs. And my labs came back, or my cholesterol test came back pretty high. That was almost, well, it was at emergency level. And so my doctor and the nurse began to put me on some medications, a statin. Also, they talked to me about my diet. They talked to me about exercise at the time. Mm-hmm. But one thing I did know after I started taking the statin was the side effects. So I didn't know the potential side effects of it. And I started having muscle cramps, really bad muscle cramps, waking me up at night. I didn't know what it was. I don't think my doctors knew either, and so they actually took me to a battery of tests. Those tests all came back negative, so it took some years, and we didn't, at that time, I was still having a leg pain. One of the doctors, after several years of trying to figure out what's going on, and we started testing or doing different types of statin drugs, and they would take me off for 2 or 3 months and then put me back on it to see which one would work. And I was continuing to experience the same thing. Finally, the doctor recommended a statin called Livelo. 3 years later, my cholesterol levels are much lower, and my leg pain has subsided, really almost gone. Actually, I'm not having any pain at all.
And how did that change your life? I mean, I'm sure your life was completely different.
I had a sort of a negative experience of feeling like my life was over. I don't know if anybody felt about it. But now I know I can do all the things I wanted to do. I can still do some of the things I thought that I wouldn't be able to do, like going exercising,
right,
long walks, playing with my grandchildren. Mm. I don't have the pain. I haven't had it for over 3 years, so it's been a good change for me. I'm not sure if everybody else would have the same experience, but I know for me, Livelo's working.
That's amazing. And it really sounds like, I mean, you've had such a journey, and it sounds like for years, as you mentioned, you were undergoing testing and still having major pains that impacted your life. And with the change in medication, your life has been different.
Yes, which it
is,
has.
I mean, it's wonderful to hear, but also quite significant what you've been through, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so, Dr. Dillon, let's talk about the clinical perspective just a little bit. When we talk about caring for patients who've experienced statin side effects similar to Debbie's, if you sense, for example, as a physician, that your patients are not being forthcoming about side effects, how do you encourage the conversation so that maybe they don't have the experience that Debbie did, or they have a different experience?
Well, as we know, for patients with dyslipidemia, statins are a very commonly prescribed medication. And the key thing to note with statins, as with any medication we prescribe, is really safety, efficacy, and tolerability. And keeping that in mind, it's important for us as clinicians to have the conversation from the beginning with the patient. The patient needs to be told that they may experience side effects, of which myalgia is the most common. And the patient needs to know to let us be aware as soon as they may experience a side effect. So having that discussion early on as they're prescribed the medication is most important. And we have to remind the patient to let us know, not only at their next follow-up, but to give us a call in the office,
right,
if they may experience some sort of side effects.
Yeah, I think those are really great points. As a family physician myself, I think, you know, we don't always remember or think about the education piece, which is, you know, opening that dialogue with patients and telling us, inviting them to tell us if you're having side effects. And I love what you said also about having patients call us. You know, you can't wait till the next office visit to give a call, because it is very important.
Yeah, communication is the key, and I think it's imperative for us as a provider to initiate that with the patient as well.
Right, right, and sort of set that standard and sort of set that up, that relationship. I agree. Now, let's say a patient walks into the office and says that he or she is having challenges with their current statin, kind of like what we just talked about. Maybe that patient calls you up or comes back into the office and that's what they say. What criteria do you look at in order to determine the statin that might be right for them?
Well, we as healthcare providers know our patients the best, and we look at the level of activity somebody may partake in, what their lifestyle is like. Are they very vigorous with activity in the gym? Are they drinking a lot of water? What are other comorbidities? So many factors play a role with regards to the proper statin that we may be picking for the patient.
Great. And I know there's a lot of robust data for Livelo. Can you explain some of the key clinical information that healthcare providers really should be aware of?
So there's four key areas for Livelo: metabolism, efficacy data pulled from three pivotal trials, adverse reactions, and discontinuation rates. First, let's look at the mechanisms by which statins are metabolized by the body. It's known that approximately 75% of all drugs, including most commonly prescribed statins, are metabolized by the cytochrome P450 pathway. Because of this, co-administered drugs may potentially interfere with statin metabolism, as they are also metabolized via the CYP-P450 system. Livelo, on the other hand, is only minimally metabolized via the cytochrome P450 system. It may have a reduced potential for drug interactions. And in addition to metabolism, it's important to consider pooled efficacy results from three pivotal trials in which Livelo was studied versus atorvastatin, simvastatin, and pravastatin, respectively. With respect to LDL-C at the 4 mg dose, Livelo demonstrated reductions of up to a mean of 45% across all three clinical trials. Also, it's interesting to look at adverse reactions and discontinuation. For patients taking Livelo, approximately 3% experienced myalgia, and discontinuation rates were less than 4% and not dose dependent.
Right, right. Very good. For those of you who are just joining us, this is ReachMD, and I'm your host, Dr. Jennifer Caudill. Today I'm speaking with Dr. Sean Dillon and patient Debbie on the topic of high cholesterol, the challenges to statin adherence for patients experiencing myalgia, and a treatment option that may help address this issue. So, you know, let's switch back to you, Debbie, you know, and thank you again for sharing your story. I mean, it's a very personal story, and I know it sounds like it was a very difficult time for you. I mean, it's almost like I can see it as you talk right. about it, and you saying things like you can now play with your grandchildren, you can go for walks and runs now, that really sort of gives the rest of us an idea of really kind of maybe what you were going through. So I appreciate you sharing that. You know, we know that you're feeling a lot better today, which is wonderful, but we know that your statin journey was a long one with lots of challenges. You know, is there anything that you wish you would have known from the beginning of this experience?
You know, I wish I would have known that the statins had the potential to cause such debilitating side effects. If I had known that it was all the other statin medication that I tried before Livelo, I've spoken up to my doctor a lot earlier. You know, as a nurse, I've talked to patients that have the same or similar experiences, and especially with their statins. I don't think they knew it was their statins. And they would tell me about their experience with their muscle cramps, and so I would tell them about my story and the pain I had in my legs and kind of get a little reference to them. And then I would tell them to go back to their doctor and talk to them about maybe switching their statins. If I was in their position, I just didn't know, and as a result, I went through a lot of tests. I wish I found Livelo a lot sooner, I really do, because I wouldn't have to go through all the pain and testing and doctor visits. Might have been able to just move on.
It helped for you, right. And I think that you make really two really big points. You know, you wish you'd known the side effects, and you also, sounds like you wish you'd known the range of options
right.
that were out there for you, and it's very well taken. You know, Dr. Dillon, when your patients have issues with their first statin, like Debbie did, what steps do you then take to ensure an open and efficient dialogue to really get that right cholesterol management plan?
So unfortunately, Debbie's experience is not uncommon. Among patients prescribed a statin, studies indicate that more than half of them stop taking that statin within the first year, most often due to side effects. The piece here that's particularly concerning is that many patients stop taking these important medications without first talking to their healthcare professional. Patients need to understand that side effects may occur, but if they do, it's important to speak to their healthcare professional about switching statins, since there are many statins out there and what works best for one patient may not work for another.
Right. Very, very well said. You know, very well said about this importance between doctor-patient communication. You know, turning back to you, Debbie, we know that you spent many years suffering from painful statin side effects before finding the right statin for you in Livelo. Can you tell us a little bit about your health now since taking Livelo, and what changes have you noticed?
My clothes look good.
that's a good thing.
And also, I have a dual lifestyle now. I can take the medication, and also I can do the things I always wanted to do. Mm. It's not that I wasn't doing them, it's just like I had to think first. Mm. So now that I don't have to think about it, and that I can work, I can play, I can vacation, it's nice to know, it really is nice to know that there's a drug out like Livelo that I don't have to worry about my health as well as worry about having a good time in my life and continuing my lifestyle.
I really like that phrase, a dual lifestyle. It's almost like you don't have to choose between good cholesterol and feeling good.
Right. I know I have to have the medication. And so knowing that I have to have, there's a medication out there for me like Livelo, and I don't have to have the pain.
Right.
It's a double joy for me. It's really nice to have it.
That's wonderful. So, Dr. Dillon, my last question to you on behalf of healthcare professionals, including myself and so many others, who are interested in learning more about Livelo and finding ways to better communicate with our patients, you know, what should we know?
So the most important thing to understand is that we're required often to prescribe a generic statin from the beginning. And it's important to note and appreciate that Livelo can be that second line go-to statin once the generic hasn't done well. We have to keep in mind the safety, efficacy, and tolerability, and Livelo can be considered a second line go-to statin, increasing adherence for patients from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And finally, you can look up Livelo coverage in your area and learn more about the moderate intensity statin at livelohcp.com.
Well, with that, I'd like to thank our patient Debbie and Dr. Dillon for joining us today to discuss the importance of statin adherence for patients experiencing myalgia. It was really great having you both on the program.
Oh, thank you too.
Thank you.
And now, here is some important safety information for Livelo. Livelo, pitavastatin, is indicated as an adjunctive therapy to diet to reduce elevated total cholesterol, low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, apolipoprotein, triglycerides, and to increase high-density lipoprotein cholesterol in adult patients with primary hyperlipidemia or mixed dyslipidemia. Doses of Livelo greater than 4 milligrams once daily were associated with an increased risk for severe myopathy in pre-marketing clinical studies. Do not exceed 4 milligrams once daily dosing of Livelo. The effect of Livelo on cardiovascular morbidity and mortality has not been determined. Livelo is contraindicated in patients with a known hypersensitivity to product components in patients with active liver disease, which may include unexplained persistent elevations in hepatic transaminase levels, in women who are pregnant or may become pregnant, in nursing mothers, or in co-administration with cyclosporine. Cases of myopathy and rhabdomyolysis with acute renal failure secondary to myoglobinuria have been reported with HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors, including Livelo. Concomitant administration with gemfibrozil should be avoided. In short-term controlled studies, the most frequent adverse events were back pain, constipation, diarrhea, myalgia, and pain in extremity. This is not a complete list of all reported adverse events. The preceding program was provided in partnership with Koa Pharmaceuticals America, Incorporated. This is ReachMD. Be part of the knowledge.